Praise the Lord. Okay. Is there anybody here? You came here today, you want to be baptized. That's one of the reasons some people come here every Tuesday. Every Tuesday we do water baptism. Is there anyone today? You came here for water baptism? One. Can you stand up, please? Can you stand up? Let's see you. You have never been baptized before?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
And you have been a Christian?
I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian?
Yes.
But you have not been baptized?
Yes.
How long have you been a Christian?
Since when I was born.
You were born a Christian?
Yes.
Eh? And you have not been baptized? Yes, sir. And you have not been baptized?
Yes.
Which one do you attend, ma?
CAC.
CAC. They don't baptize there?
I just joined the church.
Since you were born?
Yes.
Which church were you attending since you were born? Your parents, which church?
Baptist Church.
Baptist.
Yes.
Then you now left Baptist for CAC.
Yes.
Can I ask you again, why did you leave Baptist for CAC?
Nothing, sir.
You just...
Yes.
Just make a test C as CACB. You're welcome. But why do you want to be baptized now, sister? Why do you want to be baptized now?
To receive the face of God. And I want God to... I need salvation.
Then why didn't you do this in CAC? Why are you coming to do it here?
Somebody invited me.
Somebody told you to come and do it here?
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Amen. He didn't tell you why you should do it here and not CAC. He didn't tell you that. He told you you should come for water baptism.
He told me that I've seen the face of God here.
That you should seek the face of God through water baptism.
Yes.
Okay. You're welcome. Please sit down.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And you, sir? You have never been baptized in your life?
No.
Eh?
No, sir.
You don't go to church?
I'm going.
Which church?
Christ Apostolic Redemption Church.
Christ Apostolic Redemption
Church, yeah.
They don't baptize there?
They are baptized, but I don't do.
Eh?
They are baptized, but I don't baptize.
Why you not baptized there?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing? Why do you want to be baptized here?
Somebody invited me to come here.
He said you should come here and baptize, and your problem will go?
Yes, sir.
That's so you are baptizing for your problem to go?
Amen.
May your problem go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sit down. Are you too?
Good morning. I'm Shea Patrick. I'm a member of SSL St. James Catholic Church.
You have not been baptized?
I've been baptized.
Where?
My church, where I worship.
And why do you want to baptize here again?
I want a new me. I want to be restored again. I want the Holy Spirit to work on me.
Then why don't you go back to your church? Why come here for it?
Somebody directed me, I swear to.
Somebody said if you come here, you're baptized.
Yeah.
That you'll be set free. That you'll be set free.
Yes.
That the one you did in your church will not be set free.
Yeah, that I need a new me now. I need a new redemption in me.
You came here so that you'll be delivered.
Yes.
God bless you. May you be delivered in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And who again? I like to know. You know, I just like to know. This question I ask, they are very sincere and obvious questions. Are you too, ma'am?
Sir.
You have never been baptized in your life?
No, sir.
But you have been going to church?
Yes, sir.
Why have you not been baptized? Which church do you go to?
Light Revival, sir.
Eh?
Light Revival.
Light Revival?
Yes.
They don't baptize in that church?
They used to baptize.
Then why didn't you baptize there?
I want to baptize now.
Why do you choose here to be baptized? Why? Our water is cooler than their own. You have not told me why. Why will you want to baptize here inside of your church?
Sir?
Why will you prefer to...
I came here now. I want to baptize.
Yeah, there must be a reason now why you will not baptize in your church and you will come here to baptize here.
Sure.
Somebody told you about our water baptism?
Somebody invited me here.
God bless you. God bless you. You're welcome. Any other person? Let me hear you.
I've not had an avenue to baptism.
An avenue for baptism?
Yes, sir.
Which church do you attend?
An apostolic church.
They don't baptize there?
Since I joined, I've not.
How long have you been there?
For like 8 years now.
8 years, and you've not had the water baptism emphasized there?
I've not.
And you have come to do your baptism here?
Yes.
Did
sir.
You hear us?
Yes, sir. I do watch on here.
Online.
On
you
here.
Heard us? Eh?
On here, that's to the TV.
On air, on the television. You heard our teaching. So you came here to baptize. God bless you. You are welcome. Let's clap our hands for our God. One more brother. Okay. Yes. You have not been baptized?
No, I have not.
Eh?
I have not.
You don't go to church?
I do.
Which church?
Light of God.
Okay. Light of God. They don't baptize there?
Of course they do.
Then why didn't you baptize there?
Because of they normally go through baptismal class and I don't have time for that.
You fail. Tell us the truth. You fail.
No. I've never gone that.
Tell us the truth, Joe. You fail exams.
I didn't fail. I didn't even go through the exam.
You don't like school.
I said I don't have time to go for the baptismal class.
You don't like school. God bless you. You are welcome. So, you decide to come here because there is no baptismal class.
Yes, I came last Tuesday, and I was one of the newcomers last Tuesday. And when we were taken to the other side, so one of the ministers was telling us the importance of, you know, being baptized.
Amen.
And he urged me to do, but I never wanted to do that Tuesday.
Amen.
But as I went home, my spirit started disturbing me that I should come back and do it here.
Amen.
So that is why I come.
Church, clap your hands now. That is you. That's right. Amen. Okay, the last person. Yes.
I'll not be attending church.
You have never been baptized?
I'll not be going to church.
I have baptized before.
Why do you want to baptize again?
Because last week I come, I received the teaching that makes me to understand that you need to baptize in the name of Jesus. Because the one that I baptized.
Amen. God bless you. So you want to correct your water baptism?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Be seated. Once again, church, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen. Now, some of you have heard our teaching on water baptism here or through our television online. You're watching us online too. Do you need any clarification? Do you have any question in that regard? Do you want to ask me any question for clarification or you disagree with our teaching? Now, I have one more question before you ask me your question or while you are thinking of asking me. Now, if you have had your water baptism, since you gave your life to Christ, you were baptized, water baptism. But it was not in this church, this ministry. You are here now. Can you stand up? You've been baptized, but it's not in this church. Can you stand up? The last baptism you had is not in this church. Okay? Everybody sitting there, you had your baptism in this church? Wow. I want to provoke a question from somebody. That's why I want to do what I'm doing now. When I asked for a question, you didn't ask me. I want to provoke somebody to ask to ask a question. Now, church, there is wrong baptism and correct baptism. There is the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So, there are some churches that baptize wrongly. And some baptize correctly. And when I speak like this, I am not advertising my church. I am advertising the truth for your salvation. For ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now let me, there are some churches that I know baptize wrongly, and I will mention them if that is your church. Let me start from you, ma'am. Which church did you baptize?
Catholic Church.
Catholic. Please, anybody from Catholic Church, you are standing up, you baptize wrongly. Can you sit down? If you are from Catholic Church, that's where you baptize wrongly. I will prove it for you. Catholic baptized wrongly. Some people go vex with me now, but I say I want to provoke question. Yes?
From RCCG. Redeem.
They baptize wrongly. Redeem baptizes wrongly. I'll prove it. Very, very wrong. In fact, very, very wrong. I know why I'm emphasizing it. Because that name is a franchise now. If you are from Redeem, you baptize from Redeem, sit down. Sit down. No need to repeat it. Yes?
Deeper Life.
Deeper Life baptizes wrongly. I'll prove you. I'll prove it to you. Who again? Shout your own. Let me hear you.
Seventh-day Adventist.
Seventh-day Adventist baptizes wrongly. Mm-hmm. If you are from Seventh-day Adventist, please sit down. I'll prove it to you.
CSC.
Baptizes wrongly. I'll prove it to you. If you are from CSC, sit down. If your church is mentioned, you are standing up, just sit down.
Okay.
And I will explain to you. Yes?
Spoken word, sir.
Eh?
Spoken word.
Pastor Chris. Nami Odenam. So he will baptize correctly. Sit down. Yes?
Four square
baptizes wrongly. So four square people, sit down. Who again? Nobody hearing me for the first time. Say this man, don't they condemn everybody? A call, let the caller talk.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you on
okay,
air.
Okay, my name is O.O.Festus. I'm calling from Abuja in Buhari. So, man of God, I want to ask you a question. Concerning the water baptism, I'm watching you live now. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 3, in verse 11, when John the Baptist was rounding up his ministry, he mentioned this comment in the book of Matthew 3:11. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. So my question now, man of God, are we supposed to be doing water baptism again? Since John the Baptist said that after the coming of Jesus Christ,
because John the Baptist
that the water baptism is no more needful. That what is needful now is Holy Ghost baptism.
God bless you.
And by understanding, John came for the repentance and Jesus came for the remission of sins. So the blood of Jesus Christ have taken over the water baptism.
God bless
you. By the statement of John the Baptist, I believe that what Christians need now is not water but the blood.
God bless you. You must be a disciple of Pastor Abel Damina. Just listen, I will answer you shortly. What's your question?
Thank you, sir. My question came from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 to 19. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. How do we now reconcile it to what you're saying, that we should baptize in the name of Jesus Christ? Because this portion of the Bible is saying that we should go ye therefore into the world, teaching them that we should baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. If you're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, is it not the right baptism, since it's what the Bible is saying?
Why do you ask that question?
Yeah, because I was baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
And
now, the other day I was here, one of our night vigils, You said that we have to still baptize again in the name of Jesus Christ.
May I know which church you baptized in?
I baptized in the Church of Christ. I came from Catholic, then I moved to the Church of Christ.
Now, wait, hold
Church
on.
Of Christ.
Were you not baptized in Catholic?
I was baptized.
Why did you re-baptize in Church of Christ?
Yeah, because I was told that that one is an infant baptism.
You were told or you were convinced?
We were taught and it's based on this Bible portion.
So if I convince you again now that even that one you went into is wrong, will you re-baptize? That means you are looking for truth. Now, listen, church. That is why I say this one wrong, this one wrong, this one wrong. First and foremost, infant baptism is wrong. The reason is because the person to be baptized must first repent. And a child does not know what he's doing. So to baptize an infant does not guarantee salvation, because it's not a decision he made or she made. Wait till the child is old enough to know good and evil and make a decision whether he will go the way of whatever other religion, or he will follow Christ, or he may even grow up one day and say there is no God. Infant baptism can never help any infant going to heaven. Secondly, water baptism, the word baptism means to be immersed. You have to be dipped inside and immersed. That is what Church of Christ convinces you. Now, so if your baptism was by sprinkling water on you, it's wrong, because water baptism is you identifying with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. So he was buried, you were buried with him. And you cannot bury somebody by sprinkling sand on the person and say you buried him. So it has to be immersed. Buried is buried. Then, so anyone your baptism is, they sprinkle you with water, is wrong baptism. So you know why I say Anglican is wrong, Catholic is wrong, because it is by sprinkling. Now you will tell me, but Assemblies of God, the Redeemed, CAC, Winners, and all the rest, Presbyterian, and Seventh-day Adventists, and all the rest you call, they all baptized by immersion. Now that is where the question came in. He said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Sister, you have to stand up. Let's talk a little bit. Because you asked the question.
Okay, I should stand up.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can sit down. Just standing up will let me know that we are together. Amen. But if you are tired, you can sit down. No. I just want to hear your voice anyway. Now, you asked that question. Who did he give that commandment to?
To the disciples. Jesus Christ gave the commandment to the disciples.
To the disciples. Was Peter among the disciples?
Yes.
Okay, on the day of Pentecost, hear what Peter said after hearing that commandment in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Now, see, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God, not unto your church. Some of us study the Bible to agree with our denomination instead of agreeing with God. He said, a workman that need not to be ashamed, the emphasis, rightly dividing the word of truth. Place this word properly. Now, Peter, Jesus said, go and preach to all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He had it, and on the day of Pentecost, he preached from verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. That is what produces repentance. You have to be convinced. And then when you are convinced, then you convict yourself. It is that conviction that brings concern that will make you ask this type of question. If you are coming for water baptism so that you receive deliverance, it's wrong baptism. If you are coming to baptize so that your problem will go to Sele, they will take you to the river. Don't bother to come here. Here, we are following what Jesus Christ spoke in Matthew chapter 6. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Other things will follow. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, he said, the accuser of the brethren is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Our overcoming power against any problem we have is in the blood of the Lord. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the protection, the shadow of the Almighty. That is the problem most people, you know, don't know. The songwriter caught this revelation and he says, Rock of Ages. He said, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. He said, let the water and the running side from thy womb, the side which flow be of sin, the double cure. He said, save from rot and make me pure. Amen. You have not come under the blood of Jesus. How can that blood speak for you? In Hebrews chapter 12, it says, when you come, verse 22, when you come to Christ, you come to Mount Zion. You come to the mediator of the new covenant. You come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Abel was dealt with by his brother, and his blood was speaking for vengeance. This blood of Jesus speaks better than that blood. If the blood of Abel could bring down God, see what the blood of Jesus Christ will do for you. But the problem with us is that we don't even know what happened at the cross. So now, they were pricked in their heart, verse 37, Acts chapter 2. And they now ask, men and brethren, what shall we do? Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter now was responding to what Jesus Christ told them in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, where you read. What did he say? He says, repent and be baptized. If you have not repented and you go for water baptism, you have only entered to swim. That's nothing to do with your salvation. Nothing. And be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, sister, if you are studying, when you read Matthew 28 verse 19 and you read Acts 2:38, you will pause. If you are truly studying, why did Jesus say baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost? And Peter, who had him baptized in the name of Jesus? You will be confused. You will go back to your pastor. So, and Peter is not wrong. It's your understanding that is confusing you. It simply means the name of the Father. What is the name of the Father? Who is the Father of Jesus?
God Almighty.
Eh?
God Almighty.
Amen. Now listen to what Jesus Christ said in John chapter 5 and verse 43. Can you read this, sister?
I come in the name of the Father.
Who is the person speaking?
I am.
Who is speaking? Who is speaking?
In my Father's name.
Who is speaking?
Jesus.
Who is speaking?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, and what did he say?
and ye receive me not.
Again, start it.
If another shall come in
start
his own name.
Again. Start
I
it.
Start, okay. I am come in my Father's name.
What is the name of the person speaking? What is the name of the person saying this?
Jesus Christ.
Does that not mean the name of the Father is Jesus? Eh? Now, who is his Father? Who is his Father? Who is the Father of Jesus? Who is the Father of Jesus?
Like Jesus Christ.
Who is the Father of Jesus?
God.
God. Which scripture says so? Who pregnanted Mary? Is the Father.
Joseph.
Is the Father of Jesus, isn't it?
Earthly Father.
Now, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Let's read it together. Give her again. Read it.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was
this is
on
how
this
Jesus
wise.
Was born.
When, as his mother Mary was exposed to Joseph,
before
Joseph, they came together, she
before
was
before husband and wife we meet, she was what?
Be exposed to the husband.
Uh-huh. What happened?
So, Mary was exposed to Joseph before uh-huh. they came together.
Uh-huh.
She was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
Who pregnanted Mary?
Holy Ghost.
Who is the father of that child?
Holy Ghost.
So, amen. So, the father of that child is the Holy Spirit. Correct?
Yes.
Now, and yet he said, I come in my Father's name. So, what is the name of his Father? Eh?
Jesus.
So, what is the name of the Holy Ghost, his Father?
Jesus.
So, the name of the Father is who? Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
The name of the Son is who?
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Now, we are rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, in John chapter 14 and verse 26. John chapter 14, verse 26. Read it. You are the reader.
But the Comforter,
uh-huh.
which is the Holy Ghost,
uh-huh.
whom the Father will send in my name.
In which name will the Holy Ghost come?
Jesus Christ.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus Christ.
So, baptized in the... What is the name of the Son?
Jesus
what
Christ.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus
what
Christ.
What is the name of the Father?
Jesus Christ.
So, to baptize in the name of the Father... And of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, which name will you baptize?
Jesus Christ.
Now, Father is not the name. Every father has a name. That is why every baptism you see in the Bible was done in the name of Jesus. You don't see Father, Son, Holy Ghost repeated anywhere. Can I give you just two or three scriptures? Now, we saw the one in Acts 2:38. Now, in Acts chapter 8, read it from verse 14, 15, and 16. In Samaria, Philip. Now, when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them, the converts, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet, he was falling upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And this should answer the question of Festus. Did you see water baptism there and the baptism of the Holy Ghost there in this same verse? So your question has been answered, Festus. There's water baptism that he committed to the disciples, and there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost with Jesus alone. Does gives to those who we have baptized. Praise the Lord. Water baptism is for the remission of your sins. It's for the remission of your sins. In the house of Cornelius, Acts chapter 10 from verse 44. While Peter yet spake in the house of Cornelius, spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Festus, are you hearing me, Festus? Abuja, listen to me, Festus. Why Peter here spake these words? The Holy Ghost, by Jesus himself, baptized them, fell on all them which heard the word. And they, the Jews of the circumcision, which believe, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, after they received the Holy Ghost, Festus, in Abuja, can any man forbid water that this should not be baptized? Festus, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. I've used your question to answer both Festus and Abel Damina, who taught them that water baptism has expired. So scriptural. Do you understand me now?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Will you correct your water baptism now?
Yes.
Ah, I see we correct it. Clap your hands now. Remember, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. In words or in deed, whatever you do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because in Luke chapter 24, let's start it from verse 46. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead in the third day. Now watch it. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Your sins are remitted through that ordinance of water baptism. The believer, as you enter that water and come out, you have identified with the dying Lamb of God. You identify with it, and his blood cleanses you, washes you. As you come out of that water, the accuser of the brethren has nothing anymore to accuse you. He will ask, where are they?
They
are underneath the blood. My sins.
On the cross of Calvary. As far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness. That's good enough for me.
Oh.
Praise God. My sins are gone.
They ask me why I'm happy.
So I just tell you why. Because my sins are gone.
And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are,
I say, my sins are gone.
Where are they?
They are underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary. As far removed as darkness is from dawn.
Oh,
in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God. My sins are.
When you enter that water and come out, listen, the power that Satan has over us because of our sins, that power was taken away from him on the cross of Calvary. This is the gospel. Festus.
Okay, man of God, Sharon. I want to ask you a question because I'm following you live. Festus from Abuja at Duare Mountain. So I want to ask you a question. Because I heard you say what Peter said in the house of Corinthians about water baptism. So I want us to open to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter number 2.
Read on, we are hearing you.
I want you to explain to us in the book of Galatians chapter number 2, verses 11 and verse 14. Concerning Peter, as Apostle Paul talking to Peter. He said, but when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face before he was to be brain. Verse 14, Galatians chapter number 2, verse 11 and 14. Verse 14 says, but when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou be a Jew, live after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why comparest thou the Gentiles to live after thyself? So what I want to tell you is that the Peter, the apostles do not walk according to the truth of the gospel. They made a mistake, just as you are making mistake now. Water baptism is a mistake. Peter made a mistake in ministry.
Sorry, did
Peter do not walk according to the truth of the gospel.
From that scripture.
So what Peter did in the house of Cornelius, when the Holy Ghost came out, Cornelius, he doesn't need water baptism again. When the Holy Ghost came upon any child of God, water baptism is no more relevant. Water baptism is before Jesus Christ came. What baptism stands for is for remission, that is to repent and to wash people, which water baptism could not do. Then the blood of Jesus Christ now has replaced that water baptism. The Holy Ghost baptism means the receiving of the blood of Jesus for sanctification, that is salvation. Any child of God that has truly repented by receiving Christ in his heart, receiving Holy Ghost in his heart, and receiving God in his heart, have been baptized, heart circumcision. I was watching you the other day where you are talking about heart circumcision. Heart circumcision means the Holy Ghost baptism. And once you have that heart circumcision, water baptism is no more relevant. Water baptism is carnal. That is one of those things that Peter did or Peter done in the ministry that Paul saw, that he said that they are not, the apostles do not work according to the truth of the gospel. For information, the apostles made a lot of mistakes, just as many ministers of God are still doing many mistakes now. So please, I want to leave you so that you continue, but I just want to tell you that the blood of Jesus has taken over water.
Brother,
we don't need water again in the ministry. What we need now is the blood. The blood is that water now. And
Brother
any
Festus,
child of God has received Christ in his heart and did.
You cannot hear me. Brother Festus,
I'm listening to you, sir.
Our audio system here did not make me hear you too clearly, but I don't know if...
yes, sir. It says that Peter, from the scripture he quoted,
yes,
that Peter made a mistake, and that was why Paul was correcting him.
Now, what was the mistake Peter made? In that scripture that you are reading,
yes,
Peter was with the Gentiles. And you know that as far as the law was concerned, a Jew has nothing to do with the Gentiles. But Peter had a revelation. And God let him know that what they call unclean, he should not call that which is what he has cleansed. He has cleansed us. Now there is neither Jew nor Gentile. Now we are one in Christ. No bond, no free. We are one. Although he saw that revelation, he was with them there with the Gentiles, and suddenly he saw the Jews who believed and they were coming, and he quickly pretended as if he did not identify with them, and Paul saw him and rebuked him for that. It was not the water baptism, it was his association.
The apostle made a mistake in ministry. I'm not saying you should explain it to me. I understand. I'm not saying that. But what I'm trying to tell is that the apostles make mistakes in ministry. They are human. They are not God.
Can I ask you a question? The Bible says,
go ahead.
The Bible says all scripture is given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Is there any scripture you know of that is a mistake?
Yeah, there are some scriptures Apostle Paul says he speaks like man, that he do not speak like God. So when you saw the actions of Paul, Peter also said that there are some things that Paul saw.
Okay, God hard. Bless you.
Peter also said that other God. Scriptures also the same in the book of 2 Peter chapter number 3.
God bless you.
Verses 14.
Brother Festus, God bless you. Unfortunately, we are not on the same pathway of revelation, because I accept the Bible in her totality. You accept only some, you don't accept all. So we will never have a meeting point with you. But I need no other argument.
I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for
my faith has found a resting place.
My faith has found a resting place. Not in device or greed, I trust that ever living one, his wounds for me shall bleed. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me.
Praise the Lord. That is the controversy that will continue until we go home. This is why the Church of Jesus Christ has been divided. Now you sure know that either me or Festus does not have the Holy Ghost. Two of us cannot both have the Holy Ghost and disagree. It's either he has the Holy Ghost I don't have, or I have the Holy Ghost he doesn't have. Because, and that is why churches have been, the Church of Jesus Christ have been fragmented into what you see today. When you see motivational speakers that are coming to use intellectualism to understand the things of the spirit, they've forgotten that God has confounded the wise with the foolish things of the preaching of the gospel. God bless you, Brother Festus. Whatever it is, make sure you make your calling and election sure. Make sure you go to heaven. After all this big grammar, if we don't make it to heaven, then our religion has not profited us. God bless you. One thing I am very happy today is that I have led somebody out of darkness to light. Church, clap your hands for our sister. Any other question? Okay. Everybody is clear. So you know why your church is baptizing wrongly now? Or you know why your church, why we say your church baptized correctly? Any other question? Oh my. Church, put your hands together for our God. Now listen. We are not telling you to baptize so that you become our church member. No, that will be politics. I am a marketer of the cross of Jesus, not a marketer of Bride Assembly Church. No church is a gateway to heaven. The gateway to heaven is Jesus. Says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. I made a statement on Sunday, and some people were jostled by two statements I made. They wrote it down, and Ebuka was firing me question yesterday during the question and answer. And I still stand by it. Amen. Some of you come to church instead of coming to Jesus. Brother David from Enugu. Yes?
Hello. Good morning, Pastor.
God bless you.
I am grateful to God on your message. And I don't need anybody to tell me that whatever you are saying is true. So I will say God bless you, and then I will try as much as possible to come to Lagos and recorrect my baptism.
Amen.
To have you here, you're really a man of God and you're really a teacher. And I pray that God will give you the grace to keep on being cool. He will be lead.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother David from Enugu. God bless you. Many of you come to church. The reason is because people go for evangelism and they tell you, come to our church, come to our church. Nobody tells you to come to Jesus. First, locate Jesus so that he will direct you to the right church to go. Don't look for church to join. Look for Christ. Look for him. A brother gave me his testimony. He was in a church and God revealed where he was, that it was wrong. And it's one of the big churches around. And he said, in the revelation, he said, so where do I go? He said a picture of a church was given to him and it was, makeshift. This temporary thing they make. And he didn't know where to locate that church. He stopped going to his church based on that revelation. He was looking for that church, looking for that church. And he kept saying, then Lord, lead me now. He said, one day he was just passing by a street. And he saw, he said, this place looks familiar. And he turned and he saw that church building. That is how he walked in. The church is somewhere. I know the pastor. What do you call that brother? Godman. Brother Lawrence, who was here with us. Yes, he's gone to the east now. You are telling me that is how he found this truth. Look for God and he will direct you to the church that you will worship. I'm taking my time to say all this because that is the foundation for our deliverance. Sister Gladys from the United Kingdom, let's hear you.
Shalom, Pastor Moses.
God bless you. Shalom.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, thank you so much for the detailed explanation. And I am so blessed that I got to hear this and I don't have to cry at the end and say, I wish I knew this earlier. So I'm so grateful that you are explaining, not just from the knowledge that you have already, but with biblical emphasis as well.
Amen.
To make us understand. And thank you so much. And I am so happy that my dad also made it to that assembly to correct you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Gladys. Have you done your baptism?
Thank you. Yes, sir, I did.
Why did you do it?
I did it with Pastor Owen.
Okay.
I had to travel to Mozambique.
Okay, you called me. I directed you to Pastor Owen in Newcastle. Yes, God bless you. And I was in UK. I was in UK just before the pandemic. And we baptized a good number of people in London.
You hadn't
known us then. And any other person watching from the United Kingdom, the things that pertain to salvation, you don't procrastinate over it. Once you know the truth, obey immediately. Or you don't know what next awaits you. And wherever you are around the world, you want to know where you can do your current water baptism, give us a call, the nearest place to you, wherever around the world. We have people all over that believe. We will direct you there. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Festus said that Paul was correcting Peter for water baptism. Paul was not correcting Peter for water baptism. He wasn't. Because you will notice in Acts chapter 19, let's just read it for the purpose of this. From verse 1, Paul. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper courts, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? That is water baptism. And they said, it is John's baptism. Unto John's baptism. Then Apostle Paul gave them the difference between Jesus' baptism and John the Baptist's baptism. John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they had this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, like Peter baptized the house of Cornelius. So he was not correcting him for water baptism. Praise the Lord. And may God grant you understanding of the deliverance that came to us through the cross in the name of Jesus. At the cross, what God did was to use that almighty sacrifice and pay the price of redemption with his blood. But chase us back to himself. And by that action, the power that Satan has over us was taken away from him. That's why I say, you must first give your life to Christ before you can ever receive a lasting deliverance. Why? Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You must, I repeat, you must be under the blood for the blood to speak for you. Don't go for deliverance when you are not under the blood. The ordinance, an ordinance is a physical thing you do that has a spiritual implication. Water baptism is you identify with the cross. When you repent, you are buried in water and you come out, it connects you to what he did on the cross on Calvary. You stand therefore justified. Then you can fight that battle by yourself. You now have the power that comes through the blood of Jesus to plead that blood, and that blood will speak for you. No matter how long it may take, he has no power over you again. He says, go into the world and preach to all creatures. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not is already condemned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Cast them out. As many as believe him, to them give him power to become the Son of God. Ye shall receive power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. After that, the Holy Ghost come upon you. When you come out of that water, he gives you the Holy Ghost. He gives you that very moment or any other time suitable. And that's why in this church, every year in the month of June, we organize the baptism of the Holy Ghost program. Don't miss this year's own. And it's a period to prepare your heart to receive. Consecrate yourself to receive. We achieved 3 things during that period. Those who have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, come and receive a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. There are some of you who have received the Holy Ghost before, but you need revival. The reason is, everyone, listen very well, you are not born again until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you must have a gift. A gift must begin to manifest. At least one of those gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. At least one of it. They are the talents that the Bible speaks about, that we are to use it to serve God. And when we go in the rapture, he will ask us what we did with the talent. All this will teach the people so that they will know how to serve God acceptably. And this gift that you have, Some of you have not even discovered you have it. Some have it and it is just dormant. This period, that gift will receive fire. Amen. And Christianity is not grammar. We don't speak grammar. Amen. The Lord ministered to me so many years ago. I always remind him. My wife remembered the day, because as he finished talking to me, I told my wife as we were walking on the road, I said, hear what he's telling me. Then this church was just about 1 year old or so. He said, anywhere you will go to preach the gospel, he said, my seed is there. I said, I will give them the Holy Ghost. And from that day, I have traveled to so many places, so many countries. Every program I go, I end it with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. For that is where eternal life is. Amen. All over. All over. I've been to Canada. I have been to Europe, many countries in Europe. I have been to countries in Africa. I've gone to cities outside Lagos for programs, and even here, every program we organize, our major programs of the year, we end it with baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is practical. Enter message believers. Amen. Who this thing seems strange to them. I remember one time I was having that program. We invited to Ilori. Who are the ministers that went with us then? Prophet Sunday was there. Sister Marachi was there. Who again? And I was preaching at the end of the program about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They were looking at me like this. In fact, one was even sleeping. I said, look at you. You are sleeping. You think I'm speaking grammar. When I start ministry now, you will see whether sleep will enter your eye. Amen. It's practical. It will happen. Everybody will see it. You will see it. How can the power of God come upon you and you remain the same? You will see all the manifestations live. Praise the Lord. And I always tell my God, amen. Sister Nolunga from Ireland, you are listening to me. I'm sure you are joining us now. You always join us. And she attended the program I held in Germany, in Munich, in Germany. And she was telling me that while I was preaching and speaking against all these women wearing trousers, because many of them were sitting down there wearing trousers and painting their faces. And I was telling them, Christians should not dress like that. She said she thought if I come to Europe, I will talk and small, small. She was surprised that I was hammering the thing there. Amen. And then she said, some two women behind her were saying, this Nigerian man, he's fake. He's talking nonsense. She said she almost told them, you are disturbing me now. Let's hear a message. He said, when I finished talking, I said, stand up. And I said, if what I have spoken is the truth, God will confirm it now. And they were the first that broke their chairs behind when the power of God came upon them. Come and experience that power. Hallelujah. In our upcoming program. Every year in the month of June. Come and make your calling and election sure. Come and confirm that the experience you received before is the Holy Ghost. Because it's not every experience that is the Holy Ghost. Come and hear the teaching on the Holy Ghost and the practical ministration of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And watch and see your life after that. All these prophets, including Prophet Timothy, it was this same program that he received the Holy Ghost. And now he's a prophet in Brother Assembly Church. All of them, all the prophets, all of them. Prophet Boboye, where is Boboye? Boboye came for Holy Ghost baptism program as a hired video cameraman to come and cover it for us.
Yes,
sir. Instead of covering, the anointing catch him too.
And they see vision.
And before you know, I begin to see vision. Say, what did they happen? And from then on, and many others. Enyi, the same thing. He came on a Tuesday program like this, and now he's the associate pastor even of this church. You see, everyone, Chinedu, the same thing.
2007, uh-huh. I came for Holy Ghost baptism. Uh-huh. And the power of God picked me. I spoke in tongues for more than 1 hour. Uh-huh. Breaking all the chairs here.
And today, you are an ordained minister in this church and the head of the evangelical department. Amen. And many more. See, all of them sitting, all everybody here. Hallelujah. So that's why I say the Christian faith is an evidential faith. There must be evidence you have met with God. And thereafter, he positionally places you in the body. Somebody here, amen. I invite you to come and join us and see. Test and see that the Lord is good. There are some of you that your gift, the church you attend, they kill your gift. They cover it so that it will not come out. Here in this church, God uses men and women. Eh? Were you prophesying in your former church before? Eh? Were you prophesying in your former church before?
No, Daddy.
Eh?
No, sir.
No. You started prophesying here?
Yes, sir.
Your former church was where? If not church, when near us, no call the name. Thank you. She came from choosing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God can use both men and women. The only thing that position that does not belong to the women is the fivefold ministry. A woman cannot be ordained as a pastor. A woman cannot be a leader where there are men. It's contrary to the Bible. But God can use a woman after service today. Our sisters who have healing gift, our brothers who have healing gift, deliverance gift, they will be here. Anointed. They will pray for some of you who need it. And they don't pray two times over any case. Because we have allowed them to use the gift. You are the reason God gave us the gift. It is the body gift. I take so much time to say some things. A deviation from what we have been doing for some time. Normally we just come, we pray. Waga, 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 waga. And then we share the grace and you go. No, we decided you better know who we are. And then let's help you to join us to be who we are. Praise the Lord. Can we stand up? Can we stand up? Hallelujah.